Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Werner Braun, who's president of the Carpet and Rug Institute. Werner, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing great. Happy to have you here.
Good to be here. Actually, we are together down in Dalton. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is I know that you've been doing a self-examination and looking at restructuring the Carpet and Rug Institute, and the board has made some decisions. I thought we'd talk about that. What does the new organization look like?
Well, we are streamlining it, and it's about the third or fourth time we've done a similar thing, and we'll go over that in a minute. But what we are now doing, we're still going to have the board of directors and the policy committee, but what used to be the operating committee is now being replaced by the Strategic Issues Leadership Council, and we can talk about that group in a minute. And then underneath that, there are three different panels where we group similar types of issues that belong together from an issue management perspective. And then within those panels, there are various issues that need to be addressed. Some of them are ongoing issues, and some of them will be issues that will be addressed and hopefully go away, and we're going to form various task forces under those panels to address those issues.
What came about that led you to take a look, and is there a need to cut budgets because of the reduction in the amount of carpet being sold? Or talk a little bit about why you're doing this evaluation.
Well, it was time. When I came here in 2000, one of the first things we really looked at is how can we be more effective in managing issues, and that's when we put together our issues management matrix, where we had our three committees and the issue management teams. And, and that has served us very well. But there are some weaknesses in that, because at times it can become an iterative process where the issue management team, which are responsible for setting strategies, sets a strategy and then it goes out to, say, the technical issues committee, and they work on it, but they run into some sort of problem with implementing the strategy as it was defined, so it comes back there. So the barriers to actually implementing the strategy hadn't been recognized when the strategy was put together. So there are, certainly some benefits in terms of streamlining the process. To me, the biggest difference, frankly, is that in the Strategic Issues Leadership Council and in the panels, we're going to have much more senior people filling those positions. Well, and one of the things that became very, very obvious, we had great technical people, great marketing people, great government affairs people. But, in very few of our committees or issues management team did we have senior-level people that really understood the implications of the issues we were working on, the strategies that we were working on from a business perspective. And that's one of the biggest things that's going to change here. We're going to have much more senior-level people, for example, on the SILC.
All right, and does the budget change? I think the budget last year was around $4.5 million. Does it stay around there?
I don't know the answer to that yet. One of the things that's going to be the first orders of business for the SILC, which is now in place and we're going to have our first meeting shortly, is to look at all the things we work on. And based on that, then we'll be able to determine, what are the things that have to be done to manage those issues, what kind of staffing levels are we going to have. So in my mind, Kemp, it really is premature. But we need to do all that soon because, as you know, Colonel Hurd is chomping at the bit to start the budgeting process.
Okay, and the other big question is, does the priorities change? I mean, I know you try to focus on the deselection, you do the whole government affairs and, the lobbying with the various state, federal governments. You also do a lot in the area of making sure that there's no false information around allergy and asthma. So do the priorities stay the same?
I doubt it. The SILC is going to look at all of the things that we're working on today, and they're going to put those things into three buckets. Is this an issue that CRI needs to actively manage? Number two, is it an issue that CRI only needs to monitor? And thirdly, is an issue we even need to work on. Now, as that process goes on, I suspect that there will be some things that will come up higher on our priority list. I think there will be things that go over to the monitor component, and I think there may well be a handful of things that we say, we just don't need to work on those. But that's going to be part of the process.
When I look back at CRI over the last 20 years and I look at some of the things they've done, and also as I look at shelter books now, the publications that romance what home should look like, I see a lot of wood. I don't see a lot of carpet. Are the days gone where this organization spends money to promote and actively try to motivate consumers to consider using carpet in their homes?
If you're asking me, are we ever going to go back to a carpet that just feels better campaign, I'd say the answer to that is categorically no. But what we do is we try to address the barriers to profitability and growth of our members. In other words, we want to work on those things that are collective barriers to the selection of carpet as the floor covering. And, you know, I think it's been very illustrative of the value of carpet during the downturn. You know, it's our sense that we've actually gained 1.5% market share. And, you know, and although there was over the last 15, 20 years a significant erosion of carpet's market share, as you know, it is pretty much leveled out at about 50%. And, frankly, I don't see it going any lower than that. But from CRI's perspective, we work very hard on getting rid of all the myths that are associated with carpet that sometimes get in the way of these selection camp.
All right, one last thing. I understand that you guys are actually going to be moving your headquarters to another location in Dalton. Is that right?
That's exactly right, and we're very excited about it because it really helps a lot of organizations and the city of Dalton. We've actually have an agreement with the college that they're going to buy this building, which we will miss. It's a fabulous building, but it absolutely will help the college and help them with their landlocked situation. In addition to this building, we own some ground between here and there. It also opens up the strip of properties that go south from here, so the college is very excited about it. It helps the chamber because, you know, they're going to be our roofmates down there, and the chamber needs to be downtown. I mean, and so do we. And we, you know, the merchants I've talked to are very excited. In fact, they can't wait for the chamber and us to be down there. In addition to that, it helps Dalton Utilities because they have a major flooding issue coming off of this mountain behind us here, and they'll allow the Dalton Utilities to acquire the property that is now the chamber and put a flood management basin in there to prevent the kind of flooding we have in major rain events. So it's a win-win, and we really look forward to moving into the historic post office. I know Frank and Brian Anderson have been working very hard to get the inside of the building so it really is a conducive office space, but at the same time bringing it back to its historic look because it really has been cobbled up. And we think since it is a landmark, we want to stay with as close to the original design of it, both inside and outside. So really excited about it, Kemp, and I hope as soon as we get down there, you'll come in and talk to us more about it.
All right, sure. Warner, good to talk to you again. I've been talking to Warner Braun about his reorganization of the Carpet and Rug Institute, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloorDaily.net.